Joining us on the line, Representative, State Representative Jeannie Ives, 42nd District, represents, of course, all the western suburbs, and she is running on the Republican side for governor. Jeannie Ives, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so let's talk about this. Where are you at? What does your campaign see right now, and what do you think your path is to victory tonight?
We see the same thing you do, and our path to victory is that we have momentum on our side, and we have the grassroots with us, and in what appears to be a low turnout election, those most motivated are going to show up. And so that does well for our campaign.
Jeannie, this hasn't been easy. What has been most challenging for you, especially at a time when there's been so many, you know, nasty ads and attacks going back and forth, but yet, you know, you often talk about the main problem, and that being in terms of taxpayer dollars, the property tax issues, pension reform, and you've tried to get that out and that message across.
Well, that is the biggest issue. I mean, I'm not an eight-second soundbite person. And when you want to talk about policies that are affecting families, regardless of your political stripe, then you just can't get your message out in a 30-second commercial or a one-minute commercial or anything. And then on top of it, you've got a governor, a sitting Republican governor, who has no problem lying. And so how do you combat that when he's got a huge checkbook and a bunch of lies?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're using the grassroots to do it, and it's been challenging from that standpoint. But that's the only challenge.
So, Representative, this is Mike Fouché. Your opening ad was really, let's say, an eye-grabber, but it also generated a lot of controversy. Was that necessarily the right move for you? Do you think you would have done something different if you had another chance?
We wouldn't have changed anything on that ad. Quite frankly, the ad truly depicted the constituencies and the policies that Bruce Rauner supported. And Republican voters, this is a Republican primary, by the way, need to understand how far afield this governor was. Most of those ads were not Republican majority of opinions. In fact, they were super majority opinions of the Democrat Party. He sided with the Democrats on most of those issues. And Republican voters should have known that, especially when this is a guy who said he had no social agenda and then imposed the most far-flung social agenda, especially taxpayer funding of abortion.
Representative Ives, this has really been a primary for the hearts and souls of Illinois Republicans, especially conservative Republicans. As you look at it right now and you think about the areas that are strongly, that are red in this state, and you think about downstate Illinois, you think about the western suburbs here and a lot of the northern part of the state, do you have to win big in those areas to have a chance to win tonight?
Well, we need to win everywhere. And the truth is, this is a governor who has $100 million of name ID over more than 3 years, or really now 4 years of campaigning. And he could not even get the endorsement of his home township. That's how little Republicans respect the man. But unfortunately, his lies have penetrated, and we know it, and he knows it. He's counting on uninformed voters believing his lies and putting him back in office. And that's just a terrible way to win. You shouldn't win that way, but he may.
So if you win, what's the priority? What's the strategy for November?
Oh, well, the strategy is to talk about the policies that unite all Illinoisans. You know, it's not just Republican families moving out of the state. Democrat families are, too. It's not just Republican families getting punished by the highest tuition and fees, amongst their conference peers at our colleges and universities. These are universal problems. They're not Republican or Democrat. We have math problems and government service problems in this state, and they affect everybody. And so we're going to be talking about the policies.
Representative, if the governor, the incumbent, wins tonight and he has to bring the party together with the breakfast and everything we know in the state of Illinois, how does he do that? How does he bring the Republican Party together to back him for a general election in November?
I imagine Republicans will support the Republican nominee because that's typically what Republicans do. And besides, every single Democrat would be a disaster for this state going forward. We don't need more taxes, more spending, universal health care, higher education. We can't afford it. This state is bankrupt and broke. And so we'll solidify behind Rauner, but he'll be held in check big time. And the truth is, though, he's going to have a hard time governing. He's lost every ounce of credibility because of the lies and the way that he ran his campaign.
Representative Jeannie Ives joining us here on 720 WGN. Representative Ives, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.